Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, the Watchman for The Peak Elevated, our bonus interviews that we do with our broadcast guests. And today we had on our broadcast Dave West, who is the co-owner of Mountain Radio Group, chief operating officer of Mountain Country 107.3 FM, and the host of The Morning Routine on that station. They're a family-owned and operated radio station here in the Springs. Playing red, what's called red dirt country.
Yeah, a little red dirt country in the mix. Some classics. Our brand is kind of we describe it as real country variety. So, if you like a real country, then we've got the variety.
Excellent. We as we do in these bonus interviews, we go into another side, another dynamic of our guests. Now we have him here in the studio, and Dave said that he wants to talk about adoption. So, Dave, you say your children, you have two children, adopted children?
Yeah. So
tell us about that.
Yeah, when you ask me what makes me tick, I think I've always kind of had this weird heart. I think I always knew I would have adopted kids. And first of all, I'm adopted. So I believe we're also called to take care of orphans and widows, as I recall.
Yeah, the Bible says something about that.
I believe there's a pretty distinct, like, do this, So, I mean, anytime there's like a, hey, do this, maybe it's a good thing to do. I don't know. So anyway, it started off before I even had kids. I did a couple of years. I'm a mountain climber, and I love to climb mountains. So I did this fundraiser called 14ers for Kids. Where I did a stunt, basically. How these things go. I'll do a stunt if you will send me some money.
Okay.
And so the goal was to raise to for me to climb 14 14ers in 14 days.
Wow.
And then people would support me with dollars, and we were raising money for a specific place in China, an orphanage in China. Anyway, we ended up raising enough money the first year to take care of 12 orphans for a year. And so the first thing you can take out of this is that if whether it's orphans or whatever you have a passion about, if everybody would just move the needle as much as they can, because I'm just one guy. Fundraising's not my thing, really. I love the climbing mountain part. But for me to get finished with it and go, what? I just took care of a dozen kids for a year with my silly little stunt? Then I had to do it another year, and it wasn't as easy the second year because people will give you, so here's another clue, people will give you money eagerly in the first year you raise money for your passion. The second year you come to them, they'll be like, well, I gave you money last year, right? So I was really struggling, but short story is that somebody stepped up to take care of those 12 kids through that program. So I got to stop climbing mountains and I moved on. And then I went on to serve as one of the original board members of a foundation here in town called the Never Alone Foundation, which helps parents of adopted kids in different ways. It kind of helps them through that journey. So the Never Alone Foundation, pretty awesome. It's got a real close tie to me. So, anyway. I'm glad you've written them down.
I'm always looking for good guests.
I'm telling you what, if you are called in any way to adopt a kiddo, I would say go for it. It's just like having a kid the natural way. It's scary. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to turn out. I mean, there are no guarantees in any way of having a when it comes to children. But man, what a difference you can make in a child or two's life.
And what have you experienced as a parent, in that realm that you think might be different than, than parents with natural born children?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't have any natural born children,
okay.
So I don't know.
Well,
I will tell you.
But you know people with natural
born
children.
I do. And I tell you, I think I love my kids more than they love their kids sometimes. I guess if they're in your blood,
it was by choice, not biology.
They're my kids. I don't think of them for one second when we're around, when I'm dad. I have to think about the fact that they're adopted kids. They're just my kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how was the process? What was the process
It was long. We have two different processes. Both of our kids are adopted. One from China, which is way harder. One from South Korea, which has gotten harder since we did our adoption. But there's a lot of great agencies that can help you navigate that. My email is dave@mymountaincountry.com. So if you're thinking about it, I can help you find some great places to navigate through that. But it was interesting. I mean, we got a worldwide traveling experience a couple of times, and it's been a joy.
Yeah, what do you think? A lot of people adopt from out of the country because they have to. They make it very difficult in this country. Also, mm-hmm. we do so much abortion in this country that the children, you know, aren't here. What do you think about that? And, you know, why we're not adopting American children and have to go through this whole international process?
Well, two things. One, I guess, in my mind, children are children. And here we have a lot of programs for our children, like them or not, whether they're good or not. Our kids are not just really tossed out on the street here in this country. So in other countries, kids are tossed out on the street. So the urgency is a little bit different with an international adoption. Then the other one, the other thing that I personally considered, and maybe it's a selfish thing, but you just touched on it, the way our adoption things happen in this country. As an adopted kid, there was a lot of struggle between my parents, right? A struggle over who had me. And that's tough for a kid to be pulled in different directions by two different families.
Actually knew growing up that you were adopted.
I knew. I knew. My other side of my family tried to kidnap me one time as a little kid. So that's a jarring thing when you don't know what's happening. So I just really didn't. There's a lot to deal with, and with our girls, it's a bummer to not know their heritage and where they came from. But I also know at the same time, we'll never have some weirdo mom come out of nowhere and decide, I want to be mom now, and
disrupt everything.
Because you have to like stop your life and let that, because it would be cruel to say, nope, you're out. I would feel like you do what you want. So I would feel like, well, now we have to deal with crazy mom who decided to come out of nowhere. So with our kids, that'll never happen. So.
What do you think? I mean, in this area of children who are looking for families and end up in foster care and things like that, there's been a lot of legislation that's been coming down with, you know, that the children have more rights than the parents, the whole thing with the pronouns, and you can't do anything. Do you have anything to say regarding the foster care system that we have here and adoption?
Wow. Okay. Well, my
I dropped that on you, but
That's a heavy one to drop on me. But from a kid's perspective, look at it from a kid. We have to deal with all of that mess. But from three or four kids. Here's a thing that I love. Put three or four kids together, little kids, and they're of all races, right? You got all races represented between those three, four, five kids. They're going to play together like they don't care which one of them's black or which one of them's Asian or which one of them's whatever. They don't care. So the little kids also don't care about all that noise that we have to deal with. Yeah, it's more noise to deal with, but they're still little kids who need good parents, right? At the end of the day, there's a little kid that needs a good parent. So it's harder, but still there's a need there.
Okay. And what would you say to parents that are, you know, maybe they stopped having children, they want some more, or maybe they're having some fertility issues, how would you encourage them?
Boy, go for it today. Find an adoption agency and start looking into it. It's not for everybody, but if it's in your heart, don't wait another day because that kid's waiting right now.
Okay. Dave West of Mountain Country, thanks so much for sharing your heart on adoption and this spirit of adoption that we're supposed to, because we were welcomed into God's family, right?
And right.
So we can do this ourselves. You know, I have six natural born children. That's enough. Finally, okay.
You have a pass.
have a grandchild now, which is cool. I think we're done in that way, and we're waiting for the next generation, for the grandchildren. But thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
And that's so important to do, and encourage you to do it also. And again, this organization, Never Alone Foundation.
Yeah. They help they're here in town. They help adopted families that already have kids. But like I said, my email is dave@mymountaincountry.com if you want to reach out about an agency. So
awesome. Thank you, Dave. I'm Chaim Goldman for The Peak.